Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by In Circle Us. I am going to be doing a longer show today, but if you could wait until the end of the show to call in with your questions or comments, I'd appreciate it. The show is booked for 90 minutes. The guest call-in number shows at the top of the show page. It's different for each show, I believe. 515-602-9725. And when you call in, your phone number and your name does not show. And I only write it down in case I had to call you back later for something. I have a lot to go over, and I'm going to be adding some more images either during the show or at the end of the show. But once the show is finished, you can't add more things later, and I found that out the hard way by saying, what happened to my stuff? It's because it's finished, and so you can't just keep adding to it or editing it. It's one of the things that I found out about. All right, so I'm going to begin by telling you something personal, and I'm telling you this for an important reason. I realize why God has given me this task, and I don't even want it, but I hate being feeling like I'm prompted to do it. It's very hard for organizations like the BBB, for example, or the Chamber of Commerce, even venues and publications, newspapers, it's very hard for them to allow people that are blunt and telling information that they don't want, that's sensitive or that is explosive or, you know, revealing, to get out there. So then they also have employees. So they don't want to go out of business. They don't want their revenues or the people buying ads to end, or buying radio ads or whatever it might be. They have sponsors. Their sponsors don't want to tell them, hey, I heard you had that person on your show, and that person, I think, is a bigot, so you can't have them on your show. It just opens up a whole can of worms, and that's partly why Glenn Beck and others started their own thing, like Dan Bongino and Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. You know, they have their own thing going on because it gives them a little bit more freedom, but they also can be banned. And I want you to ask yourself, why hasn't Joe Rogan been banned from YouTube when he says a lot of the same things as Alex Jones has said? I mean, Alex Jones has said that he knows the same, if not more. It's because YouTube wants the traffic from Joe Rogan's show. And, you know, Joe Rogan's making a hefty living off of that. There's other people that are making incredible amounts of money with advertisers and sponsors, and you know, they have so many followers on social media that, oh, they must be important, they must be really informed, and so people, you know, have them get sponsors and things like that. I'm not that person, and that's why God chose me to do this, because I don't have any employees, I don't have any shareholders. I don't have an app that's going to get hacked by trolls, you know, for daring to say what I say. And I also can't be sued for free speech, even if Clinton's and Obama and Biden and Harris and the rest of you scumbags want to do that. And you are scumbags, and the world's going to know what you've done and did. Okay? Stop pretending to be nice. You're not nice. You're wicked. Worse than wicked, you're crooked wicked. Anyway, I digress. my point is that I'm going to keep dropping bombs, because unless we all wake up simultaneously, left, right, middle, center, non-committed, we're going to be in so much trouble. We will never get out of it. And that's not doomsday talk. I'm talking about this slow, systematic thing that they've been doing for, well, basically after the World War II, when the Nazis were imported by England and Russia and America. You think that as Nazis suddenly said, oh, you Americans are such nice Christians. We've been wrong about things. We're going to be playing nice, and we don't want to take over the world and make one world government. Oh, no, we're going to just let things be. And we're not going to try to go after other people's resources in other countries that have special artifacts or art and gold. You know, we're just going to play nice. No, they just found more people like them. And that's what speech was about. He's saying, hey, hello, we've got a problem. I'm counting on the press and the newspapers to get the word out. And what did he get for his trouble? He got his head blown off. So, you know, I'm not doing this for any, I haven't made any money. I haven't made any orders. Okay, I have not sold one ticket for my Inspired Getaway thing up in at the Foxcatcher Inn. I am a leper. I am a pariah, and I know why. Because I'm saying what has to be said, and I back it up with evidence. So everyone put the word out. Don't talk to her. Don't message her on social media. Don't pay attention to what she says. She's crazy. I am as sane as they come. Okay, I'm just way, way more informed because I've been in this fight since, oh, I think like 2005. I've been paying attention for a long time because I kept seeing how things were changing. I was like, why isn't anyone speaking up? And it's because the GOP and the Republican National Convention, RNC, people in Congress that have these nice cushy jobs, they don't have Obamacare, they have Cadillac insurance. They don't, when they go to the doctor, they're not told, oh no, your insurance doesn't cover a CAT scan, you can't have that done. They have a very well-paid job with part-time hours. They're not going to make any, because they could go out and make a press conference and say, stop picking on Trump. You know, this is wrong. You are railroading this man. You know, they're not going to do that because, A, they get their head blown off too, or they lose their job and not get reelected. So we are in such deep, you know what, all because of cowards, crooks, and criminals, mafia, cartel, cabal, whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to keep saying what I'm saying because apparently people still aren't awake yet. All right. So why is this episode called Soldier of Orange? It's a Dutch movie. It has English subtitles, and it's paying to watch in Dutch. Dutch is a weird language, and I'll tell you that. It's very hard to pick up. But pay attention, watch it. It's a very good synopsis of what happened during World War II, where nobody knew really what was going on, who the good guys were, who the bad guys were. Some people made out really well. Some people betrayed their own people, their own neighbors, so to speak. Other people just carried on their lives and, you know, nothing happened to them. Rutger Hauer is in that, and he was also in Blade Runner. And that's the connection to Harrison Ford, who was in Blade Runner, and Harrison Ford was in Star Wars. All right, so I look at things for links and coincidences, because believe it or not, it helps me to be inspired and get connection, figure things out. At least I think that's what's happening. Anyway, so watch that movie, because we are all soldiers of orange. Orange is a Dutch color, but there's also an Orange, California, which is where a private school is, where one of my kids went to college, and it happens to have a really good PR, advertising, and film department, and very good professors. And some of them are left because that's like the law. You have to be a communist to be a professor nowadays, but some of them are not. And there's a piece of the Berlin Wall there, and there's a bust of Reagan, and that was partly why we accept the scholarship there, the academic scholarship, because I thought it was a conservative school. It's been hijacked too, okay? And I don't say that with any pleasure, but part of it is because of the left coming to it from Hollywood that are, you know, just a different breed of people. They're very immoral. They're very crude and profane. They don't haven't been raised in the church. They haven't been raised being in service organizations or, you know, in scouting, for example. And so it poisons the colleges because of the influx of, I hate to say it, but leftists, Democrats, leftists, socialists, communists, Marxists, atheists. It's a poison. Okay, you're the poison, people. You people that are listening to this and laughing, you look in the mirror. You're not a good person. Okay, if you are pushing the views and the ideology of failed dictators and mass murderers like Che Rivera or whatever his name is, and Castro and Pol Pot and Stalin and Lenin, you're not a good person. Okay, so stop acting like you're the, you know, oh, you're so enlightened. You're stupid. Okay, you've been programmed and you need to be deprogrammed, or just we need to separate as a country, have a left side for you assholes and the right side for the rest of us. And yes, even though I consider myself a Christian, I do curse because I get so angry that I'm dealing with this over and over again. Give me another example of why hypocrites bother me so much. And I'm not a hypocrite. I try not to be anyway. So the reason like it bothers me so much to see Kamala Harris come out there and try to act all sweet and like she's, you know, sugar doesn't melt in her mouth, it's because she's a nasty you-know-what. And she went after James O'Keefe and sued Project Veritas for daring to expose that Planned Parenthood was selling aborted baby parts and organs. Okay, he got undercover video, which is, you know, totally allowed under our laws for free speech and free press, but she sued him. And that's because Planned Parenthood funds the Democrat Party big time. You know, we're talking millions of dollars, not just, you know, a couple of thousand in donations. So she acts like she's sweet, but she's a baby killer. And she is a baby killer by supporting Planned Parenthood. If you support that organization, you're advocating the killing of babies. And another reason why I can't stand people that are hypocrites like Hillary saying, going on social media and talking about, you know, we got to get rid of assault weapons. The Democrat Party has assault weapons. Okay, they've been outside of drag time, story time, and drag queen events with kids inside, which is illegal. And they stand out there with assault weapons. The Democrats are armed. Okay, they have their own little army of scum. And Obama built his own army, which he said he was going to do, running for office. And he did. And he used our taxpayers' dollars to do it. And for Hillary Clinton, who has been involved or at least aware of the incredible number of mass murders and false flag events that her husband and Obama were part of, for her to complain about assault weapons tells me one thing. They're worried about us taking over and having basically our own coup. They keep calling the insurrection in January 6th, 2021 in D.C. an insurrection. Well, if you're going to do an insurrection, Hillary, you bring guns. You bring a lot more than what those unarmed veterans and senior citizens brought. They came for a rally. They went to do protests. They had the legal right to protest. They had the permits to protest. And you people, you scumbag demon rats. Oh, you're so disgusting. You turned it into a false flag event and you did a ambush on unarmed Hillary Clinton. Talk about getting rid of assault weapons. But we will when your disgusting demonic side does. Okay, you people are so freaking vile. Ugh. I mean, Berkeley, California, Antifa armies out there beating up prayer circles, beating up the Proud Boys, which was not a white racist organization. It has every color and every race in it. They were there trying to peacefully talk to these programmed, brainwashed, communist, stupid-ass Democrat kids that have been made into whack jobs by communist professors and teachers. And they, instead, you guys paint out like they're anti-fascist, the Antifa group. No, they're using the flag that is used, the Golden Dawn party in Greece, which is a Nazi organization, which I told important people that are in intelligence about, and they ignore me because I'm a nobody. So they didn't even pay attention to what I told them. And sure enough, that's who's hijacked the Antifa group and the BLM, Marxists and Nazis. And then they had the audacity to call white people who are trying to protect their property or trying to stop a riot, stop the looting, stop killing. We're the bad people. That's what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. His neighborhood was under assault by Obama's thug army and Antifa and BLM. He went out there to try to protect his neighborhood, and someone came up to him, pointed a gun in his face, and Kyle shot back, and the guy who was pointing the gun at him had his arm blown to smithereens. You people don't want to take on people who know about guns or veterans or people who are presently military. You dumb kids, you better sit down and stop what you're doing, because you're going to be just cannon fodder. And that's how the Marxists and the communists always roll. They always use young people that don't have a father, never have been in a fight, don't know what's going on. Okay. War is horrible. Okay. I have seen the results of war. I know what I'm talking about. If you are thinking that it's cool to be a communist or a Marxist or Antifa or BLM, you're a fool. Okay. You're going to be dead. Okay. If this thing goes badly and we actually do have a civil war, you can't take us on. And I say us, meaning patriots and military and veterans, okay? So don't even try, okay? They've been arming up and getting ready for this for a long time. Obama was packing all the Islamic terror camps across the country with his army, okay? And then they've been recruiting. That's what all this invasion at the borders and the ports and the airports are about, okay? We are in a war, okay? I hate to break it to you. You're just not paying attention. All right, so I can't stand hypocrites for that reason. I also had hypocrites growing up in my life. We had people that on my father's side and my mother's side, aunts and uncles that claimed to be these devout Christians and went to church every week. But the moment that our family was basically under spiritual attack and having all kinds of problems, they just turned their backs on us and they disowned us and everything else. So I am not a hypocrite. If someone comes to me and they need help, I'm going to help them. But that's part of what the problem is trying to figure out who to trust, who not to trust. And I think I've done a pretty good job of putting together at least a good core group of people that are independently. They're not associated with me. They haven't paid me one dime to talk about them or promote them. But I asked the Lord when this started a long time ago, years ago. I said, I'm asking the Lord to give me discernment. I just want to be able to know what is correct and I'm not do the wrong thing. I don't want to lead anyone astray. I don't want to be saying things that aren't true. Just give me discernment. And He gave it to me. And maybe you don't think I have it, but I have it. And that's important, because there are other people that have special power, so to speak, too. And one of them is Michael Jaco, J-A-C-O, who's a Navy SEAL. And he also works for the CIA. But there are good people in the CIA, okay? There are good people in the FBI and the cops. They're not all scumbag, brainwashed killers and Democrats, okay? There's a lot of good people that are trying to fight back, but they also, too, have families and homes and money and nice pensions and good income. Like, it's hard to be brave when you have a lot to lose. But you get to the point, which is what that movie Soldier of Orange is about, where you realize everyone's going to lose everything if they don't stand up. And it's a very exciting movie with lots of action. So I think you should take a look at it. But that's the point we're at right now. I have known all this stuff and had inside intuition and clues about things for a long, long time, but I kept it to myself because I didn't want to endanger anyone. I didn't want to give away too much information. I have people that I'm protecting, okay? And when you see your president of the United States get arrested, have his home raided, have his friends arrested, have his documents that he has a total legal right to have, and I'm talking about President Trump, and you have a weaponized government and DOJ and deep state and rhinos, Republicans in name only, and cowards and cabal and establishment members going after him when he has the total legal right to have any document he deems. It's Biden that didn't have the legal right as a vice president to have the documents he had in his garage next to his precious Corvette that he drives to make himself feel like he's some hot guy. You're an ugly, disgusting man. And we know all about you too, Biden. B-U-Y-E-D-I-N. So I really keep trying to do this thinking that, you know, I can stop soon. But you have basically a poisoned generation that have been programmed by communist professors and teachers. So not only are they ignorant, they don't have critical thinking skills, but they're lawless, clueless, and atheists. So we have to work even harder on trying to get the word, meaning the gospel, the truth of the Bible, out to them, and that, you know, we appeal to young people, because the young people are being used as puppets, and they're going to be slaughtered. And part of what I have seen is young people being told to do things, and it's part of the operation by the dirty FBI and CIA to, oh, you know, 50 students were killed on campus today. You know, they're orchestrating terror, people. They want us cower down. They want us not to talk to other people. And they also want us to give up, because this has been the New World Order plan, the Nazi World Order plan, whatever you want to call it. It's been in the works for, I'd say, about a century, and just systematically doing it. But what is the good news? I told you that there was good news today when I promoted the show. The chat room's open if you want to go in there and talk to each other. Be nice. Okay, it is monitored. There is good news, and that's partly why you're seeing panic, and that's partly why you're seeing real men like Jack Posobiec and Dan Bongino, who was a Secret Service for a lot of years, who has a show. Alex Jones, who is actually, he's not, you know, clairvoyant. He's just reads what these whack job psychopath UN scumbag dictator bureaucrats say, and the white papers say, and he figures out what they're going to do. They're saying it correctly, that we are in a war, and it hasn't been declared yet, but it's not a war with Russia, and it's not even a war with the communist Chinese necessarily. We are for the first time in our life since the Civil War, we are at war with each other. Yeah, we're having an internal battle within America. Americans have never seen bodies on the street and buildings blown up and food shortages and people being gunned down in public and that kind of stuff. Well, that happened a bit with the mafia in the cities, but like St. Valentine's Day slaughter, for example. But, Europe knows what it's like to have your city bombed, especially like London. You know, you hear the sirens go off and you run for cover, and you, next thing you know, the church that was down the street for your whole life is in a rubble pile. So the Europeans get it. The people who escape communist countries, they get it. The people that know what it's like to live in a fascist communist country like Venezuela and Cuba and now Argentina and Brazil, you know, they've all gone under, and they've all gone under with using these machines that are programmed to rig elections. And a good example of that is the leader of Brazil, Bolsonaro. He won the election like Trump did, But the powers that be wouldn't let them be seated. Even though the people prayed and they protested in the streets peacefully, they just did what they wanted. So that's how this fascism rolls. They do what they want unless you stop them. Okay, you can't be nice with these people. We're going to have to kill them. And I know that's advocating violence and you're not supposed to do that. But there's no way that they're just going to suddenly go, oh, I guess we were wrong about things. The economy was really good under Trump. We shouldn't have tried to stop him from being president again because he was doing good things. They're not going to say that. They make a lot of money being corrupt, being part of the cabal. Turns out that BlackRock, who's an evil organization that's a lot of contractors and probably a lot of former military that just don't give a crap about us. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but BlackRock is buying up land, farmland in Ukraine. And so the Nazis are already there. They already have the pharmaceutical companies in the Ukraine. You know, why would they be sending billions of dollars to Ukraine? Why is Zelensky, the president, a former S&M dancer, like, you know, sadomasochist, you know, like a exotic dancer and a comedian? They chose him as a figurehead. He's not elected. He's inserted. Okay, he's working for the CIA cabal. People like Victoria Nuland, who is on the phone being recorded, talking to people, saying who their little organization, their little bureaucratic globalist club has decided is going to be in charge. Okay, they think they're never won an election, they never spent a dime of their own money on trying to get elected or to do a business or to employ people. They think that they are in charge, okay? They can be taken out so easily, but our good people, and they were good people in Trump's administration, they're trying to do it the legal way. I mean, like Rudy, mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, who was the mayor during 9/11, and that's also why they wanted to take out Trump and Mayor Rudy, because they know that was not just a terrorist attack, okay? They know it was way, way more to that story that day, and a big cover-up afterwards by the Clintons and his owners and his friends, the Bush family. Yeah, they're all family, the whole thing. They're all like the mafia. They're all, it's all related, and they're all our friends. But they hate Trump, and they won't let him come to any of their reindeer games. That tells you something if Trump's on the outside and they're on the inside having a little party. So anyway, as I said, I'm going to say what has to be said because everyone else is too afraid to say it. And I hope it doesn't come back to bite me. President Trump is not the president legally because they put Biden in, but Obama is actually pulling the strings still. The freaking Black Panther terrorist pal, Marxist, fraud, ineligible, scumbag, disbarred, dirtbag. Yeah, I said it, Obama. What are you going to do about it? This is a prophecy that was predicted by Ken Clement in like 2007 coming to pass, where there'd be two presidents, but the president of the failed corporation of the United States is Biden. The president of the restored republic is President Trump. And I know there's people out there right now going, oh, this girl's crazy. I'm not, okay? A official from the Pentagon, Dr. Jan Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R, went to Great Britain News because the BBC is owned by MI6, Fabian Socialist Communist Scumbags. Yeah, I said it. What are you going to do about it? It's all the British side of the CIA. That's what the book 1984 was about, because he worked for them. Okay, Orwell. Anyway, the Dr. Jan Halper is on the task force with the Pentagon. She doesn't work for Trump. She doesn't work for the CIA. She works for the Pentagon. She's a government employee, contractor. And her interview on GBN, Great Britain News, was about that the U.S. United States of America after the Civil War, which was caused again by Democrats, a bunch of slave trading scumbags who want to have slavery and wanted to secede from the Union. After the Civil War, they went, people in charge, Congress, representatives, I guess you would call them founders because it was still pretty new country, went to England and to the Pope at the time, not this Pope, but the other Pope, to get money for bailing us out because we were broke and bankrupt after the Civil War caused by the Democrats. And they changed our loan documents and put us under the corporation status of the United States of America, and that money has been going to the Queen, our taxes, and to the Pope for all these years since the Civil War. And Trump got us out of those deals and nullified them. And that was partly what the Titanic sinking was about. It was to get rid of the people that were rich, that were, Christian and conservatives, who didn't want to be under a Federal Reserve that is not elected and that is not federal. And it's basically a private banking system and run by the scumbag globalists. And to the people on the Titanic that mainly died were the industrialists and wealthy that were against that. And then right after the Titanic went down in 1912, they started the Federal Reserve. Then they said, oh, the income tax, and we're going to have that because we need to make more money than we're getting from property tax. So we're going to have an income tax, and we're not going to let the people vote on that. And it'll only be just 1%. And before you know it, we're taxed up to 30-40%. And you are in hidden taxes. They don't make you write a check for your income taxes. That's, 40% of your income. But that's what it comes down to. Like right now in California, they're putting on another $1.15 in taxes. The cost of gas is not, the people who make the gas, they're not getting that money. It's going to the state. And it's a mafia. Every government organization is a mafia. So anyway, another reason why I can't stand for Chris is I'm talking about mafia. I found out recently that someone who's in my family tree that's Italian, I've got Italians and Poles and Slovaks and Irish and so many different nationalities, the Dutch, the English, Australians, a lot of people in my family tree. But I found out that the Italian section of my family tree that's related because of marriage, someone in my family is married to that Italian section, she's really old now, so I don't think she listens to this show, but she was very rude to me and mean to me and very condescending and as if, she was better than me. And turns out that her family were mafia. So I find that really, really ironic that here's this woman, putting her nose up at me and making me feel like I was unworthy, and she was a mafia connected person. So, I have a reason why I have my views, and I think they're justified. But getting back to what I wanted to get across with this new information. I went to, my area is changing. It's a very beautiful area with a very rich culture and history, but it's changing because they just built new housing. And because people are hard up for new housing, it's brought in people that are from other parts of the country, parts of the state. And so very rapidly, my area is changing, and then it's very sad because the communists and the Marxists and the Democrats, they're very well organized, and they're very good at changing things to benefit them. That's why they take over the first responders, and they take over the teachers' unions, and the cops and the firefighters and the ambulance and that they are very good at using unions to take over and school boards to take over. But they do it in a very quiet way, and so people don't notice. And part of the reason why I think I took a lot of flack and got banned so much, and I had death threats and, you know, threats to ruin my life, and they stole our money and, you know, smeared online, all kinds of stuff that I don't even want to talk about because it'll just scare you. Part of it was because I took the gloves off long ago, and I just was saying the truth. But like, who would want to be a Democrat? The party of segregation, the party that blocked civil rights because the Republicans had pushed that bill, and it was blocked by President Johnson, who was JFK was forced to take as a VP, and also blocked by Al Gore Sr. They were bigots, okay? They didn't want to have civil rights for blacks. But then Johnson, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, he figured out that you needed the black vote to, you know, win against the Republican Protestants. And so, because the Protestants were the people that settled America mainly, the Catholics came later. And they brought the mafia and the union idea and the communist ideas with them. And I'm married to a Catholic, so I don't want to hear any attacks about that either. I'm just saying the truth, or at least what I believe is the truth. Anyway, so they blocked the Democrats blocked the Rights Act, and then they did segregation even after it was no longer legal, and Eisenhower sent the National Guard to the South to enforce desegregation. JFK was not a bigot, and he believed what General Eisenhower, who became president, who was a Republican, who Pastor MLK voted for, until he was thrown in jail by Democrats and forced to vote for or to endorse JFK. JFK was an impressive guy, so I can see why he did that, but it was the first Catholic president we ever had, so it was a little strange that a pastor, MLK, Martin Luther King, named after the Lutheran faith, Martin Luther, would become a Catholic endorser. But anyway, I think it might have had something to do with the Democrats saying to him, yeah, we put you in jail, we'll put your brother and your dad in next, do what we tell you or else. I mean, the Democrats also refused to give him a concealed carry. Maybe if he had had a concealed carry gun, maybe Martin Luther would have shot back instead of being mowed down. Point for mentioning that is that you have people who are thinking that their Democrat Party is, you know, like almost like a religion, like it's so great. It's not great, okay? Look at your past. Look at what you did. Look at how LBJ Johnson, President Johnson, became president after JFK was murdered by the CIA, which is declassified now. Robert Kennedy Jr. has talked about this. You know, get up to speed, people. Come on, pay attention. Johnson mismanaged the Vietnam War, micromanaged it, you know, milked it out. FDR, that's a whole other story, another day, but, you know, he stayed in office for a few decades, 12 decades or 12 years or so. And he wasn't even up to it. He was disabled and very ill and married his cousin. What does that tell you? Anyway, FDR seized the guns, seized the gold, locked up Japanese and German Americans in internment camps, seized their property. I mean, these people are fascists. And so anyone to be proud to be a Democrat, you don't know your own history. They just pretend to be good. They're evil, okay? And maybe you're not evil. Maybe your mom and your dad weren't evil. Maybe they were JFK Democrats or whatever. General Flynn was a lifelong Democrat and a JFK Democrat. He's not evil. But I'm saying to you that the party is poison. It's sordid. It's putrid. It's rotting. It's disgusting. And now it's run by the Islamic jihadists and the abortion pushers and the Black Panthers and Muslim Brotherhood and La Raza and BLM and Antifa. So if you want to be part of that party, you're freaking crazy, okay? They are like Che Rivera and Cheek Rivera, whatever, I can't say his name. You know, they're going to run the country into the ground like Castro did to Cuba. So they're taking over the happen to know a lot of firefighters. I don't talk to them because I don't want to put a target on them. I know someone who owns a lot of businesses, and one of them is ambulance business. So I know that if they listen to this, they will understand what I'm trying to get across to them. But the way that we're being infiltrated is through the unions and through putting in bad people. They might even be employees. They could be just literally hired thugs, hired mercenaries, saboteurs, provocateurs that are going into situations, and then they behave badly, and then it gets blamed on all the police force, and then the police force gets a bad reputation, and then the police force can't get anyone to join because they see that it's a dangerous job because the blacks have been taught to hate the police. I mean, you have Hunter Biden, who's a big cokehead and was and is a big cokehead. He doesn't go to prison, but black men go to prison for that. And then you have another problem that develops from that, where you have black families with no father figure, and then the kids grow up wild and crazy, and they wonder why. So with that said, I want to tell you about the Girl Scouts are starting a new, brand new group in the Star Valley, okay, Valley Center. You can get the information at the library. I just took a succulent craft class just for fun. Met a real nice gal named Lonnie, which I thought was funny, like Lonnie, who was the guy that is in the movie Jesus Revolution. And she does crafts with succulents, and she'd be a great person. She was doing it at the library in Valley Center, but she'd be a great person to do crafts with young people, like on 9/11 or other just after school things. But, you know, obviously it's her time and her money to get the materials together, and she needs to be compensated. So, you know, if she charged money for a class, for a little, you know, gathering, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I'm going to put the pictures up in a few minutes, but it was a really nice craft. And then on top of it, I found out about the Valley Center Promote, Protect, Valley Center Fire Protection District, Take Action Now. They're asking you to demand that your taxes be used in your own community. I have a flyer that I'm going to be putting up on this show in a few minutes. They want you to mail to the Chief Administrative Office, Helen Robbins Myers, attend the Board of Supervisors meeting. Once the item is placed on the Board of Supervisors agenda, we'll post the date of this meeting on the website. I'm looking for the website. They're saying that 5% of the 5% of the 1% will provide competitive wages and assist with recruitment and retention of in our community. They're asking people to go to the Board of Supervisors meeting. The website is promotevalleycenter.org. Promotevalleycenter.org. Now, the reason this is important is because they want, obviously, to keep the taxes in our own area, but this applies to every area, wherever you're listening to this show from, your own town, your own country. So, you know, it's getting organized on the local, state, and national level. And the communists, the Democrats, the socialists, the Fabian socialists, the Marxists, the atheists, they're very good at organizing. Because it's almost like they have a hive mind. They just think like a bunch of robots, and they just do what they're told. So that when they're told to show up someplace, they show up. But that's not so with rethinking, patriotic resistance people like me. We don't do what we're told. So anyway, I'm telling you this because you got to go to your local Republican meetings. And I don't care whether you're a Republican or not, or whether you think Republicans are bigots, or you, whatever your issue, or whatever you've been told to think about Republicans. They're not the problem. The problem are the fascists and the communists and the Democrats and the Marxists. They're the ones that are killers. They're the ones that do the false flags. And false flags are, people really die, but it's orchestrated by an inside force, like Hillary Clinton's friend, Sheriff Israel. Yeah, I said it, Hillary. Hope you're listening to this and feel a little embarrassed. We know all about what you do, okay? They have everything. They have the emails that you sick freaks have sent back and forth to each other, and your little sick parties, and your little codes talking about pizza and hot dogs and sauce and walnut sauce. And they know all about what you've been up to. So just please slither away. Get your ugly face off of our media. We don't look at you. You and your disgusting husband and Obama the destroyer. Just go away and you'll be a lot safer. And so that's partly why I get banned, because I say things like that. But think about all the vile, horrible things that Democrats say and they get away with it. Like Maxine Walters telling her, she's a representative in Chicago, I think. She tells her people, you know, if you see Republicans out in public, you get in their faces. You don't let them eat their dinner. You don't let them into the restaurant. Basically, she's saying, you segregate and you demonize people for their political views. How can that woman be a representative, okay, of all the people in her district? She's only a representative of the radical leftists that she is supported by. She didn't win her job. She was inserted, okay? That bitch did not win her job or didn't win the election. And Hillary Clinton, for 4 years after Trump won in 2016, she said he was an illegitimate president and that he cheated and it was rigged and the Russians and all that stuff. They cheated in 2020, but he tried to get it looked at, and suddenly it's a problem that he's trying to fight the election results, so that makes him a insurrectionist. Okay, you guys are just so, your brains are warped and you're occupied by demons is the only thing I can figure. So you have to join the Republican Party. And it doesn't mean that you have to, spend money. You have to go and listen to what they're talking about, because they're talking about local issues, because they're trying, they thought pretty much we were all the same, whether you're Democrat or Republican. You all want what's good for your community and for your country. That's not true. The Democrats are running. They have a fiefdom, and they want only their people. They purged out the schools. They get rid of teachers that are, not going along with using special pronouns and that kind of stuff. They've purged out, put their union leaders in charge, and if they see that you aren't voting the right way, you'll lose your job. So these are vicious, very, very ruthless people. You don't want anything to do with them. And I'm sorry if I have to be the one that, rocks your world, but you've got to, listen to what I'm saying. I had a college job. My coworker was a communist. She wanted her Latina friend to have my job. She smeared me and lied about me, and I was fired within 30 days because I was a month short of being permanent. So these people don't have any moral compasses. Mary, I hope you're listening. So you have to realize that this will affect you. If you lose your job and are smeared and blacklisted and can't get anyone to, vouch for you or give you a referral or reference, you're never going to work again. So you will be an old person getting Social Security and not making very much money because you didn't have a job. So we've got to circle the wagons. Think about what you can do. Think about what skills you have. Think about getting involved with a plan B. And my other shows, my other channels talk about plan Bs. And I'm not saying it's the only, my solutions are the only ones, but we're going to put our heads together and figure this out. So the Republicans, Valley Center Republicans, I went to an event last night and it was very informative. And I spoke to the superintendent of the school district, the Valley Center, Palma School District. And I was very, very thrilled at how innovative this area is with trying to get involved with having programs, culinary programs, as well as what would be the right word? The training programs that are in blue collar jobs that offer, because they started cutting that, just like the Democrats pay themselves big fat salaries for administrators and superintendents. But, you know, they cut all the music and art out, and then they start going after the vocational tech and secretarial science classes and all that. The reason I was able to get a job out of high school was because I had taken secretarial science. So, you know, this is how these people roll. You know, it's like them against us, and that's how you have to look at it. We're in a war, and we've been invaded by other countries' populations that don't care about us. They want what we will do for them. They want us to be suckers and pay for their existence and pay the taxes, pay for their welfare and for their special programs and their ESL teachers and translators and all that stuff. Okay, we're being used, people. Okay, and I speak from my mother was the daughter of German immigrants who came over in the 20s, 1920s. And when my mother started school, she spoke broken English. So I'm not saying that there isn't a need for translators, but you know, that someone in the community could be doing that. Okay, why does our taxes have to have everything printed in 15, 20 languages? Okay, if you can't read English, why are you voting in our elections? And how do you know the translation of what they're looking at is actually correct? Could it be that they hired a communist Chinese person and they've translated the information incorrectly, and so they're getting the wrong info? So I don't know how else to say that, but that's a big concern. Before COVID broke out, on one of my last episodes, I mentioned that I saw a person of Asian descent, she could probably be Chinese. I saw her in one of the discount department stores spraying the clothing with a bottle that looked like a bottle you'd use for cleaning windows. And I looked at her like, what are you doing? And I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and she quickly put it away. And I thought that I thought about confronting her, but I thought, no, I'll end up in prison. So they were involved. She had a mask on too, which is why I looked at her, because it was before the mask thing mandates came out. In California, it was locked down for nearly 2 years. So this has got to be at least four or five years ago. So, or 3 years ago anyway. But anyway, you have to pay attention to what's going on, because we have been invaded. And I don't mean to scare you, but that's the truth. If you want to know more about that, look at America's Voice .news and look at Law and Border. They are actually showing what's happening at the borders on Texas and California in particular. So you can see that, you know, it's not just some crazy person on the Lori and Company radio show talking about this. If you're not aware of it, it's because you aren't paying attention. So one thing that I do have a problem with is staying calm when I see bad things going on. The Republican Party, you know, they're smart, educated people, just like John Birch Society and so many other organizations, Lions and Rotary and Kiwanis. You know, they don't want hotheads like me, and I get that, you know. My twin is such a logical person, and it's like, I am so emotional, and I, you know, I understand why I'm not invited to things, but they want you to pay attention because they know that if we can, I mean, California was red. When I came, it was red. It was run by Reagan. It was run by Pete Wilson. Had Republicans before, and it's not that the Democrat Party is growing, it's actually very, very small. They cheat, okay, I don't know how else to put it. They cheat, they pad the numbers, they bring in illegals, and then they get more representatives for the illegal population. People aren't flocking to live in San Francisco. It's a ghost town, people, okay? It's been pretty much a disaster since Democrats have been running it into the ground for the last 60 years, okay, pooping needles and homeless people everywhere, okay? The Republicans, even if you don't like them, they're the ones that are Christians mainly, and Jews too, but it's, and other faiths, but it's mainly people of faith, put it that way. And they're trying to find solutions. And that's one thing I want to talk about the Republican Party, our founding fathers were onto something amazing when they designed how this country would operate. Having federalism at the core has allowed this country to experiment with ideas that work or see when they don't work. In the past year, we have seen this form of government operate as a democracy-saving tool. Were it not for the leadership of a few governors in a few states, we would have been totally shut down and stripped of all freedoms. Our system of individual state governments that can oppose the federal government is essential to our ability to guide America back onto the tracks of freedom and prosperity. Join us in our efforts. We're a vibrant group of Valley Centerites that share the core values of kindness, hard work, service to our community, personal and fiscal responsibility. We believe in a constitutionally limited government and our inalienable rights afforded by our Bill of Rights. We believe in smaller government, fewer taxes, free markets, and state and local autonomy. We are country conservatives with country values. And there's a lot of people who have been programmed to think that the Republican Party are bigots and you know, a bunch of wealthy and all that stuff. Okay, the Republican Party is way, way more diverse than the Democrat Party. The Democrats might have a lot of colors and races in it, but they all think the same way. They're all far left, and they're all ruthless and wasteful with our money. Okay, the Republican Party, that's the party that freed the slaves. That's the party that stopped segregation. That's the party that pushed the Civil Rights Act that was blocked by Lyndon Johnson, LBJ, who was JFK's VP, who JFK was forced to take on, just like Reagan was forced to take George Bush. Okay, this is what they call the balance of power. It's Glenn Beck met with George Bush, G.W. Bush. He said, things aren't going to change that much, no matter who's in power. It's always going to be, pretty much stay the same. That's because they're not actually in charge. They are owned. They do what they're told to do. They're told what there's going to be a war in Iraq. Oh, okay, we need some event that's going to trigger that. Okay, yeah, we'll take down the World Trade Center, and we'll do a little operation over here in Building 7 while that's going on. Okay, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you got to start paying attention. So I am telling you this because I don't think other people will say it as bluntly as what I have said it, which is the blacks are coming back to the party that freed them. The new arrivals are as well, because they're realizing that the Democrats are. I mean, do you want to have with the party that does illegal stuff, that gives EBT welfare cards to illegal aliens as if it's their money? It's our tax dollars. Okay, I have yet to get, even when I didn't have any job. And it's happened a few times in my life, I never got welfare. I never got any help from the government. I got some unemployment money briefly that I paid into. It was my money. Okay. I'm having trouble getting any help. These people are wicked. Okay. They decide who gets to succeed. You go to the store and your bank card doesn't work. That's because they're doing that. Okay. They're making it to see if they can get rid of the cash so that people can't have a cash society where people are bartering and paying cash for things. They want it. That's why cash is disappearing. So this is a show called We Know. I keep talking about it, but I've learned a lot from there. Run by a guy named LT. He was a Marine for 20 years, and he was in public affairs. And he has interesting guests on, but one of them is Dr. Kirk Elliott. And you can learn about investments and things like that. And you have to actually educate yourself, because the government's not going to tell you anything. They just want to use your money and make you work 3 and 4 jobs to stay afloat. And then when you have a nervous breakdown or get hurt on the job or whatever, you know, fight to even try to get some help. And, you know, oh, you lost your home because you don't have any, because of the Antifa burning down your business. Oh, well, you know, the government is not the solution, okay? We're the solution, and that's how you have to look at it. And that's why I'm advocating for the Republican Party, because right now there's two parties, but they're pretty much a uniparty. But I will say that the Valley Center Republicans are nice people. All right, good news for all you Valley Centerites. September 11th, Patriotic Remembrance and First Response Military Ceremony. It's going to be at the Valley Center High School. I'm sorry. It's actually at the San Pasquale. It's at San Pasquale, my kids' old school. But it's sponsored by the Valley Center High School Foundation. It's September 7th, 2023 at 6 o'clock, and it's right before the varsity football game. And the game is the Jags versus San Pasquale. And it's at the Jaguar Stadium. And it's being presented by the Valley Center Palma Unified School District. Now, for 15 years, my family lived over by the Wild Animal Park. And it's kind of, people have referred to it as like a Norman Rockwell community. Norman Rockwell was a painter. It's very, very sweet community and nice place to raise your children. A little bit isolated as far as proximity from town, but, you know, it's a great place. And it's right near Ophelia Winery, which is also, I think, Brazilian owned. I actually interviewed there and they offered me a job, but that's another long story. So anyway, that's right by the Westfield Shopping Center, the mall there. But the reason I'm telling you that is that we liked how there was so many dairy farms out here in Valley Center, like the Verger Farm, the coin, and Hollandia Dairy is in San Marcos. Anyway, we liked how this looked out here. So a long time ago, we bought a retirement place. And that's why we have ties to Valley Center, which is also called Star Valley. But anyway, I think it's funny that it's a game between the Valley Center team and the San Pasquale Eagles. So it's the Jaguars and the Eagles. And it's September 7th at 6 p.m., right before the football game. And there's going to be other things going on, parades around different towns, all the towns are doing their own thing. But I'm working on having a party in right around that time, because this year, when I did my event in September 11th, 2021, it was 20 years after that horrible day. It fell on the 11th, and so that was very convenient. This year, the 11th is on Monday. So this parade thing, the performance is by Evangelo Van Morris. So I guess he's kind of affiliated, trying to sing songs by Van Morris. I don't know. But it's Evangelo Van Morris is the performance. But because that's on the 7th, that's a Thursday at 6, you know, my party that I would have for 9/11 would have to be the 9th or the 10th. I'm having trouble nailing down a venue, but I'm working on it. But it's going to be invitation only, because, you know, you can't just have, with these crazy leftist Democrats, you can't just have an event like, oh, come on in. It can't, because they will hijack it. In Oklahoma City, inside job, Boston bombing. they announced, Boston Globe announced before that Boston Marathon, that they were going to be having a bomb drill going on. And then, poof, there's a bomb drill. Oh, let's make this real news, okay? So there's much more going on than what people realize. And it's not conspiracy. It's just that they make you think whatever they want by just editing and censoring the news. So if you never hear the interviews of the people that were actually there, you're not going to know what happened. They happen to keep making mistakes, like using the same actors over and over again at different events, and that's how they get caught. But they don't want you to know about that either. So, you know, part of this is that you've got to have a more skeptical view on things, and you've got to get your news from different places. And I'm not saying it has to be from America's Voice.news, which has lots of shows. I'm not saying it has to be from there, but I'm saying you've got to educate yourself, because the government wants you dumb, unhappy, taking depression pills, and working yourself into the ground about your mental state. They don't care. That's obvious, because in every city run by Democrats, you have homeless people who are drug addicts or mentally off. They take the money from the government to, you know, run the facilities to take care of the poor and the disabled and the mentally off and the drug addicted, and they take that money and they use it. They don't use it on the programs. They don't use it on the people. So they dump their people out on the streets. And that's why every Democrat-run city is a hellhole and a dangerous place to be. So if you keep voting Democrat, you're basically slitting your own throat. These people are whacked, okay? There's no other explanation. They don't care about anything but themselves and their little group of thieves and scumbags. I don't care whether you like hearing that or not. I'm going to say it because it's so obviously true. So one of the things I got into at the library, I did the craft, and then we went to this Republican meeting. And again, thank you, Lonnie, for such a nice craft, putting it together. You're a nice lady, and I don't meet very many nice people. One of the good things about the library is that it has a really beautiful view, for one thing, and the Valley Center History Museum is right next door, and then they give away books, and I got, when I was there last night, a beginner's writer's answer book, a hardcover, actually, and it's written by another Kirk, with Charlie Kirk and Dr. Kirk Elliott and Kirk Cameron, who's writing books with bravebooks.us. And there's Kirk, which is the Dutch word for church. And my last name means church or community. So that's how I, you know, put things together. Anyway, this book, Beginning Writer's Answer Book, is written by Kirk Polking, P-O-L-K-I-N-G. And I got a book on pets, that so if I get any little people coming for a visit, I can show them this great book with animals in it. It was free, so I picked it up, and I got a book, Ace and Cats Undersea Adventures, interactive storybooks from Hot Dots Jr. Very cute book, nice illustrations. There was a invitation from the Girl Scouts calling all girls. You're invited to join a newly forming Girl Scout troop. Life can be complicated, but keeping your girl curious, active, and happy doesn't have to be. See all that Girl Scouts San Diego has to offer your family. Join us for a fun Girl Scout troop formation meeting at the Valley Center Public Library. Get to know more about the troop. It's already passed. Sorry, it's an old invitation. But the person to contact is Claudia Salorzano. So it's C Salorzano, Salorzano, at sdgirlscouts.org. Or you can visit .org and find a troop in your area. You know, the Girl Scouts was at one time a good organization. I mean, our kids were Brownies and Cub Scouts. Got hijacked like everything else, and they start pushing all this stuff that is not anything that kids should even be thinking about when they're little kids. They should be thinking about, why are pigs' tails curly, and why are clouds staying up in the sky and changing shape? You know, that's what the kids should be thinking about. So, so for you evil, evil communist Democrats to be pushing sex on kids, you know, may the Lord forgive you, because I'm not going to. Ugh. And they wonder why kids are having sex earlier and having abortions and having sexual transmitted diseases and having mental health issues. Your influence, okay? You people are warped. We're not going to let it keep continuing, okay? We're going to separate from you, and you will be outcast because you can't live with normal people, okay? Normal, decent people. That's what we're talking about. I'm not saying that being gay makes you a bad person. I'm saying pushing it on to a kid makes you a bad person. I'm not saying that if you like to be married to a woman or a man that, you know, you should be outcast. I'm saying that when you start making your kids dress in a different gender than what they were born, that makes you a bad person. And a little kid, guess what? My son played with Barbies. I never thought he was gay. I never thought he was, you know, really wanted to be a girl. I mean, it's not, my daughter used matchboxes and pushed cars around. I didn't think she was a lesbian or wanted to be a boy. Okay. You people are mental. Oh God. I when it comes to children, I get very emotional because a child is such a treasure. And if you mess with a child, the Lord will throw you into hell. You won't even get a chance to make a one little peep when you stand before the Lord, when you're dead and gone. Okay. You will be pushed away and discarded because you tried to hurt children, and that hurts the Lord, and he does not like that. And if you don't get that, your brain isn't working right. All right, so I'm running out of time here. I'm going to take some calls. If you have questions about your own event or supplies, I have solutions for your fundraisers and events. Private message me. You can send me a message at loribella.com. You can also find out about the different organizations that are involved with what I call Operation Rainbow, which means fulfilling God's promise, because the rainbow is a sign of the Lord's promise to us. Send me a message. If you want to be put on the bookshelf, upload your file. You know, it's pretty easy on the contact form at Lori, L-O-R-I, Bella, BELLA.com. The part that I like about is when I talk to different guests, and I've had some callers that have been interesting. I realize that it's very hard to say to people, you know what, we really don't want to have you, you know, be volunteering with these kids anymore. Like right now, there's a volunteer with Kiwanis that is a transgender person. And I've met that person, a very nice person, fellow woman, whatever you want to call it. It's a man that dresses like a woman. But, you know, apparently the Kiwanis Association doesn't want to hurt his feelings and say, look, you know, we don't really want you around kids because, you know, you're a little bizarre looking with your fake boobs and makeup and man hands. So they're not going to say anything to them. But your kid has to, you know, be exposed to it. So I'm saying this because it's hard if you have people like me, for example, leading a group, and, you know, I have a hot temper, or I say things that are blunt, or I, you know, hurt someone's feelings or whatever. So I get that. But we have to be able to say and speak our minds without fear of retribution, or that or that, you know, you'll be, I guess, an outcast. So right now I found out that there's a opening with the Valley Center Republican group at the high school. And you might ask, well, why would I do that? Well, if you're a person that cares about kids, you would do that, obviously. I care about kids, but I don't think I have the temperament for that because I can see how messed up and brainwashed kids are nowadays. But the other incentive for doing it is that you make connections, which might help you with your business or even your political aspirations. And then another reason for doing it is that you could a child into being a good person, and they are maybe not conservative, but that they, you know, and being on the, what I would say, the right track. you know, there's a lot of different reasons why you might want to volunteer your time and leave the Republican club over at the high school, but you need a spot filled because the only way that our country gets back, you know, resembling, not even being the same, but resembling what we grew up in, is that we neutralize and neuter these radical Democrats. You know, I'm going to say it, they're radical. I mean, you have people who are vile, scum of the earth that you could imagine, and the media is not going to say anything. They're afraid of having a hit job done on them. I mean, that's how these people roll. Okay, so my point is that if you feel compelled and you feel like the Lord's calling you, please think about leading the Young Republicans Club on campus. Now, if you've got a kid that is looking for some direction and, you know, you're feeling like they're not listening to you, I really think the TurningPointUSA.org is a good organization that's led by pretty young people. And they have, you know, done some tours and they have events, but most of them I think have been in Arizona. It's led by Charlie Kirk, like Captain Kirk. And, you know, young people are getting together in person because it's important that that we meet face to face, so that young people have a chance to have a social life. Because a lot of these kids now are, you know, basically having their lives spent at home, and you know, whether they're taking online classes or they are, you know, being, a lot of people are working from home as well. So my point is that you need to have events and socials. So I'm going to be posting on Lorabella Buzz on Twitter, which is now x.com. That's one that Elon Musk has, and a couple other places. And I'll be putting the invitation out there once I get the 9/11 venue nailed down. You know, obviously, I want to invite everybody, but I think with the way things are nowadays, you have to be very careful about who you send the invitation to. So if I send you the invitation, I'm counting on you to send it to the appropriate people so we can have a nice gathering right before 9/11 on either Saturday or Sunday, but I'm thinking Saturday. And, you know, it's important to me to celebrate because for so long, you know, we've had things be very somber and depressing on 9/11, and I'm hoping that this year we can turn it towards honoring people in the community, honoring people who did above and beyond the call of duty. There's a site called premierspeakers.com that has people who have expertise and, they'll speak. I know there's a lot of people that have, really, that go to colleges and speak to the dissertations, motivational speeches. There's all kinds of choices out there, but you gotta be having your kids listen to people that are in the military in particular, because, or were in the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, like Admiral McRaven. There's so many, and that's partly why I put together the ICU guide, as in Circle S, ICU, because we're in an emergency and we need intensive care and TLC. But first we have to stop the hemorrhaging and do triage. I went to medical training school, so I thought, we need ICU. Yeah. So ICU guide is on Rumble. Just type in the search box, Lori Show. And Lori, in case you don't know it, a Lori in England is like a transport truck. And in Holland, a Lori is a parrot. So I thought it was kind of funny that my first name is Lori because of that, but also because L-O-R-I, learn on Real In Circle, listen on Real In Circle, look on Real In Circle, link on Real In Circle, live on Real In Circle, Lord on Real In Circle, laugh on Real In Circle. And with saying the word laugh, that makes me think of Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer used to be on Saturday Night Live, and he's been in movies. And he's a funny guy, and we happen to know somebody who looks just like him. But or our friend looks like Jim Brewer, whichever way you want to look at it. And he's funny, and he has a show. I think he's putting it on Rumble, called Jim Brewer Bruniverse. And he's hearing the calling as well. He's he's got kids that are younger. He's a lot younger than I am. And, he's dealing with the troubles and the problems that parents today are dealing with, put it that way. What do you do when your kid comes home stoned? My son came home once with his pupils dilated, and I freaked out. It turned out that he had a bunch of Dr. Peppers, like 13. And he doesn't handle caffeine well. So, I've been there. I know what that's like when you, are worried about your kids or they're hanging out with a bad crowd. My kids have had the same friends since they were in grammar school and high school and college. So, their circle keeps growing, but they have really good taste in friends, put it that way. So, there's a lot of helpful shows that are dealing with the woes of being a parent nowadays. So, you're not in this alone. Maybe you don't want to go to church and tell your congregation, my husband's cross-dressing or whatever. I get it. But there's help and there's sources of really loving, caring people out there. So seek them out. One place you can start is Lindell Recovery Network. Mike Lindell, who I think should be Man of the Year for his work on covering the election fraud, and there was fraud, people. Look at it at freedom, frankspeech.com and electioncrimebureau.com and Frank Social. Mike Lindell has spent his own money coming up with technology that can basically eliminate anyone getting on the internet with voting machines and also anyone coming in and using their cell phones to alter results. And it's all there on frankspeech.com. And, you know, if you're a Democrat, go look at it because you will be ashamed of your party, what they did in the middle of the night with the papered over windows, the in our faces stolen election. And I want to hear, I can't talk about that. Hillary Clinton said every day from 2016 to 2020 about having the election stolen from her. No, Hillary, the truth is that the white hats that run this country, the guardians, the people that are above the CIA, the Q military intelligence, they, even if you did win, which you didn't, they wouldn't let you get in there because they know you're a sick freak, okay? They know you're whacked and you're mental and you're damaged goods. There, I said it. No, you can't do anything. What are you going to do? Sue me some more? Audit me some more? All right? I'm not taking being pushed around by the likes of you, demon rats. And I'll keep calling you demon rats until you start acting like Democrats again. Because you're not acting like Democrats. You're acting like demon rats. You're ruthless. And you're nasty. And you misuse your power. You only care about power. You don't care about how the average person's living. That's why Robert Kennedy, I really have listened to him a lot. Yeah, you know, I don't like his views on abortion. I think that's really anti-Catholic and very anti-Christian. But he is saying what has to be said about how we're not reducing the middle class and can't even make ends meet. So the reason I'm telling you that is because you have an obligation as a U.S. citizen or visitor here or illegal here, whatever your situation is. Now, I'm married to a guy from Holland, so I know what I'm saying this, you know, I'm not anti-immigrant. You have an obligation to be informed, and you have an obligation to speak the truth. And when you see inappropriate stuff going on, you have to speak up. These are children that deserve to have a life like you had, not what these people are pushing. And I hope you understand that. All right, I'm going to play the music. I'm going to ask you to be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. Here's the theme song. You have to listen to the intro first, but here's the theme song to Operation Rainbow, which is uplifting. All right, God bless you all. Stay together. Call me or send a message if you on LoriBella.com if you have questions.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and
all right,
music.
So all the opening is almost done. Please hang on to hear the next music. I really like the song.
Scores, stats and highlights on the Contour
it's called
Learn more at
Winner. And we're winners. We're winners.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam,
or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. Getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision.
Okay, people, you got your marching orders. The only way we beat this is united together with civility, using knowledge and information. Got to lead a horse to water because these donkeys are going to kick and make a fuss and buck, B-U-C-K, I didn't say any bad words, and make trouble. So we've got to circle the wagons and lead the herd to water. And the water is the Lord, and I believe it's the right side, not the left. If you think the same way, give me a call or send me a message on LoriBella.com. All right, God bless you, and hang tough, hold the line.